Chattanooga is famous for its support of nonprofit organizations. Currently, Rock City is partnering with 5 different nonprofit organizations in support of their events coming up. And joining me today, we have Kim Jackson from Rock City to talk about all the fun things going on.
Hey, Rabbit, it's great to be here. Well, as you well know, this is my favorite part of my job, is to be able to come out into the community and talk about ways that Rock City and other businesses can be co-advocates with nonprofits, different organizations around town. We're starting to get our groove on with this. We're starting to realize that a great way that we can continue to do it is when we have special events. When we have special events, it's a great time to identify an organization or a couple of organizations that share similar missions to us, that can come on board, that can be able to talk to our audience, which we well know is a pretty large audience, about what they have going on, and they can come be a part of what we have going on. So right now, we're partnering with several different folks. Of course, Rocktoberfest is throughout the month of October. That is our German Heritage Festival. It's our 5th year for that. I can't believe it. And we are partnering again this year with the Scenic City Survivors. These ladies are amazing. They are so great. They're all breast cancer survivors, and they've come together to form this organization that supports and advocates for breast cancer awareness and research in our community. They team up with the Mary Ellen Locher Foundation as well, and they do some really great things around town. So these ladies are going to be up there with us during Rocktoberfest, which will be Saturdays and Sundays up at Rock City, noon to 5. So if you want to meet some of them, talk to them, hear their stories, it's a great time to do it. I loved last year just being able to sit back and watch our guests interact with these women and be able to share their own survivor stories with them. It was wonderful. And as a lot of you may know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it just makes sense to partner with these ladies. They're so dynamic and they have so much going on. They do a calendar every year, their pink calendar, which is great. So I encourage you to buy one of those when you see them around town.
Rock City has the iconic Sea Rock City birdhouses,
yes,
that go everywhere. And this month, you can get one in pink, but aren't there a limited number?
Yes, there is a limited number. You know, I love the birdhouse. Before I ever even lived in Chattanooga, of course, I knew about the Rock City Birdhouse. You see them everywhere. But my first trip to Washington, D.C., actually going to the Smithsonian, the Americana Museum, they have a Rock City Birdhouse there in the Smithsonian. It's amazing. Of course, it's the traditional, iconic red and black one. But this month, you can get one of the limited edition pink birdhouses, and a portion of the proceeds of that pink birdhouse goes straight to our local Mary Ellen Locher organization that supports breast cancer awareness and research. So that's a really important partnership for us. And they're beautiful. And it's fun to go to friends' houses and see them displaying that pink birdhouse in their kitchen or in their sitting room. So it's a totally different take on the traditional birdhouse, and it has a great cause attached to it.
Now that's up on the mountain at Rock City, but you can go down in the valley just below that wonderful lookout point and participate in the corn maze again this year. What nonprofits are being targeted for support through this?
Down at the Enchanted Maze, as we've always called it, it's on Blowing Springs Farm. During the day, it's so much fun. It's a time for families to come out and enjoy time together in the fall weather and really celebrate that season. We are so proud to be partnering again with Orange Grove. As you know, Orange Grove is our recycling hub here in Chattanooga, and they do some great things around town. They helped us launch the Remaze last year, which is this maze made out of all recycled and reclaimed materials. So you've got those ginormous bales of squished plastic bottles. We've got recycled fencing that's full of plastic bottles and recycled materials. We encourage guests to come and bring their own plastic bottles and help us fill up this Remaze and make it bigger and better. And Orange Grove has been an instrumental part of that for us. So we definitely want to continue to partner with them and get their mission across, which is recycle, recycle, recycle.
You're also using recyclable bits and pieces for some of
your
harvest decorations.
Exactly. We're really, really excited about welcoming Big Brothers Big Sisters of Chattanooga down to the maze this year. They call themselves Littles and Bigs, so there's an adult and a child, as you well know, that team up, and they have a really great relationship, and these last for years and years, and these Littles and Bigs are an integral part of each other's lives. Littles and Bigs are joining up to create one-of-a-kind scarecrows. And these scarecrows are made out of recycled, reclaimed, reused materials that they find around their houses. And they're going to get together and create these scarecrows. And they're going to be on display down at the Enchanted Maze from September 24th through the end of October. And that event is open Thursdays through Sundays during the day. So we encourage you to come down and take a look at those one-of-a-kind scarecrows made by Big Brothers Big Sisters of Chattanooga.
Now, when the sun sets, it gets a little spookier around there. Who's involved in this?
Well, at night, Blowing Springs Farm turns into Blowing Screams Farm, and that's when we have the Forest of Fear and Ghost Ride, two outdoor haunted attractions that are a lot of fun. And if you've ever been to a haunted house, especially one outside in the woods, you know that it's not scary unless you have really good scare actors. So we are once again teaming up with the Chattanooga Theater Center, and they have done a fabulous job at facilitating all our auditions for the Forest of Fear and Ghost Ride. So we have some phenomenal talent this year. You might not ever come out there and recognize them. They might have a latex mask on. They might have airbrush makeup on. You probably wouldn't recognize them from their stints at the Chattanooga Theater Center, but a lot of their actors are involved this year, and we're really proud to team up with them. The Theater Center has so much going on year-round with their youth theater, with the circle stage, a little bit more alternative season, and when, of course, the main stage. And coming up for them is the production of The Fantastics, which runs halfway through our event season. So in October, you should also check out that production.
All sorts of things going on at Rock City this October and in support of five different nonprofit organizations around town. Go to the website, crockcity.com, to look at the schedule and find out what's going on, or find more information from our blog at wutc.org. And thanks, Kim, for coming in.
Thanks so much for letting us come and shout out about our partners. Co-advocacy is the way to go.
For Around and About, this is Rabbit.